These are instructions for operating your single-increment, low-dose Prodigy counterdose. If you have difficulty understanding these instructions, you should seek assistance from someone knowledgeable about the Prodigy counterdose, blindness, and diabetes. The Prodigy counterdose is a simple system to learn, is well adapted to the use of non-sighted alternative techniques, and allows a blind diabetic to measure from 1 to 50 units of insulin in single-unit increments. The Prodigy counterdose uses a BD Beckett Dickinson low-dose syringe or a 50-unit half-cc insulin syringe. Section 1, Introduction. Before using your Prodigy counterdose, you should familiarize yourself with its physical characteristics and its operation. The Prodigy counterdose consists of a rectangular base which holds the syringe and a T-shaped bar which holds the insulin vials. Lay the base of the Prodigy counterdose on a table in front of you. In one of the corners there is a rounded raised area. Place this rounded raised area in the lower left corner. This raised area has a round side and a flat side. The flat side is where the plunger of the syringe will be seated. Along the left side of the base is a channel. The barrel and flanges of the syringe lie in this channel. There are notches to secure the flanges. Note, flanges are the tabs that stick out at the bottom of the syringe. Toward the upper left corner, there is a clip that holds the barrel of the syringe in place. The upper right corner is a flat, smooth panel. Immediately below this panel is a large raised plus sign. Below the plus sign is a notched click dial. Near the lower right corner is a large raised minus sign. On the top end of the rectangular base of the counterdose is a small rectangular hole in which the T-bar is mounted. The T-bar of the Prodigy counterdose consists of a small flat tab that slides into the rectangular hole and a cross piece that contains two rubber-lined holes using to mount the insulin vials. On one end of the cross piece is a single large raised dot. On the other end are two large raised dots. These dots can be used to correspond to a type of insulin. You can place the regular insulin on the end with one dot and the suspension insulin on the end with two dots. Insulin vials can be further identified by placing a rubber band or piece of tape on the regular insulin vial. Braille markings can be used to indicate the type of insulin contained in a vial and the expected date when the insulin vial will be empty. Section 2, Positioning the Syringe. The syringe fits into the channel on the left side of the Prodigy counterdose base. To place the syringe in the channel, you must remove the plastic cap covering the plunger. Do not remove the long, narrow cap protecting the needle at this time. Then push the plunger of the syringe in as far as it will go. If the plunger is out even a fraction, the syringe will not seat properly. Also, make sure the click dial on the Prodigy counterdose is turned completely toward the minus sign. If it is not rotated as far as it will go, the syringe will not seat properly. Then place the plunger against the flat side of the raised area. The flanges will seat in their notches properly only if they are lying horizontally. Slip the barrel of the syringe under the clip into the channel. You may find it easier to reverse the procedure for positioning the syringe. This means you would place the barrel of the syringe under the clip and then grasp the phalanges and the plunger, placing the plunger against the flat side of the raised area. The syringe fits loosely under the clip and the flanges of the syringe can be rocked from side to side. To be certain that your syringe is properly seated in the channel, place your thumb on the click dial and move the dial a number of clicks toward the plus sign. If the bracket is drawing the plunger out of the syringe, the syringe is seated properly. Then move the click dial all the way down toward the minus sign. This will push the plunger back up into the barrel of the syringe. Set the rectangular base of the Prodigy counterdose aside. Note, you will need to pressurize or inject air into the insulin vials to replace the insulin that you take out. A procedure for pressurizing your insulin vials using the Prodigy Countadose is described at the end of these instructions. Section 3. Installing insulin vials on the T-bar. Place the top of the regular insulin vial in the rubber-lined hole of the T-bar on the end with the single dot. If you are using a suspension insulin, roll the vial gently between your palms, mixing the cloudy material evenly through the solution. Now mount the top of the vial of the suspension insulin in the other rubber-lined hole on the end with two dots. Then turn the T-bar upside down, placing the bottom of the insulin vials on the table. Press down on the T-bar to be sure the vials are securely mounted. Even when properly mounted, the vials can be wiggled from side to side. Note, for daily use, you do not need to remove the suspension insulin vial to mix it. Simply roll the T-bar between your palms or rock it gently from side to side. Section 4. Cleaning the insulin vials. The rubber stoppers on the tops of your insulin vials must be cleaned before you insert the needle. Then place the bottoms of the insulin vials on the table with the tab of the T-bar pointing up. Examine the surface of the T-bar on both sides of the tab. There are two small holes, one on either side of the tab. You must swab in and around the holes with an alcohol swab to clean the rubber stoppers on the top of the insulin vials. Set the T-bar with mounted insulin vials aside. Section 5. Mounting the T-bar on the rectangular base. Return to the rectangular base of the Prodigy Countadose. Place the palm of your hand on the front and use your thumb or index finger to locate the rectangular hole on the top. Now remove the protective cap covering the needle. Remember, the syringe fits loosely in the Prodigy Countadose, so you must keep your hand around it, holding the syringe firmly in place. Hold the Prodigy Countadose, pointing the needle of the syringe toward the ceiling. Pick up the T-bar and turn the insulin vials upside down so the bottoms of the vials are pointed upward. Position the T-bar so the type of insulin you intend to draw first is on the left side, above the needle. The T-bar must fit into the rectangular hole. Use the tab of the T-bar to locate your extended finger and guide the tab into the rectangular hole. As the tab is being inserted, the needle will penetrate the rubber stopper of the insulin vial. The needle should slide easily into the vial. If you encounter resistance, such as ticking of the needle against plastic, gently lift the T-bar, realigning it, and again slide the tab into the rectangular hole. This technique eliminates the possibility of damage to or contamination of the needle. Note, the rectangular base of the Prodigy Countadose and the T-bar guide are positioned so that when the needle is inserted into the rubber stopper, all but a very small amount of insulin can be drawn from the vial. Caution! Syringe batches may vary, causing minor dosage discrepancies when used with Prodigy Countadose. To date, reported discrepancies have not exceeded 1 unit, greater or lesser than the desired insulin dose, and have usually been lesser. If up to a 1-unit discrepancy might significantly affect your diabetes control, please discuss the matter immediately with your physician or diabetes educator. Additionally, we recommend that a sighted person verify the accuracy and/or discrepancy of dosage whenever you begin to use a new batch of syringes. Should you have any questions or concerns, please call us at 1-800-243-2636 for technical support. Section 6. Drawing a dose of insulin. It is absolutely necessary that the bottom of the insulin vial be pointed straight up toward the ceiling when air bubbles are being removed from the syringe or when insulin is being drawn with the Prodigy Countadose. Eliminate air bubbles in the syringe by drawing some insulin into the syringe and then ejecting it back into the vial. To do this, move the dial a few clicks towards the raised plus sign. Then move the dial all the way down to the raised minus sign. Repeat this procedure 2 or 3 times in succession to clear the syringe of any air bubbles. Note: the following instructions are an example of a dose of insulin and do not apply specifically to your insulin requirements. If you would like to measure 10 units of regular insulin and 15 units of suspension insulin, you would usually begin by measuring the regular insulin. If you are measuring suspension insulin first, there is no need to change your procedure in order to use the Prodigy Count-A-Dose. The dial of the Count-A-Dose should be rolled all the way down toward the minus sign. With the regular insulin placed on the left, or syringe side, move the dial 10 clicks towards the plus sign. Each click of the dial toward the plus sign will draw 1 unit of insulin into the syringe. To add the suspension insulin into the same syringe, switch the vials by lifting the T-bar off the base of the Prodigy Count-A-Dose, rotate the T-bar 180 degrees, and insert the tab back into the rectangular hole. The suspension insulin vial will then slip over the needle of the syringe. There should not be any air bubbles in your syringe if you followed previously described procedures, so do not attempt to clear air bubbles from the syringe once you have moved to the second bottle. Do not move the dial toward the minus sign. This will contaminate your second vial of insulin with liquid from the first vial. Move the dial toward the plus sign, 1 click for every unit of insulin. For 15 units of suspension insulin, move the dial 15 clicks towards the plus sign. You have now measured a total of 25 units of insulin, 10 units of regular insulin, and 15 units of suspension insulin. Remove the T-bar and set it aside. Insert your finger gently under the syringe plunger to unseat it from the slot. Grasp the syringe by the flanges or the barrel and rotate it out from under the clip. Do not allow the needle to slide under the clip where it might be contaminated. Return the bracket to zero by moving the dial back to the minus sign. The bracket is very flexible and could be dislodged or bent if returned by pushing with the palm of your hand. Note: if you are using only one type of insulin, the procedures are similar to what has just been described. Follow the previous instructions for drawing a dose of insulin. Section 7. Pressurizing Insulin Vials. After you have mounted your syringe in the Prodigy Count-A-Dose, move the click dial as far as it will go toward the plus sign. This will draw 50 units of air into the syringe. Then clean the top of your insulin vials mounted in the T-bar with an alcohol swab. Remove the protective cap covering the needle of your syringe. Mount the T-bar on the rectangular base of the Prodigy Count-A-Dose. Move the click dial as far as it will go toward the minus sign. This will inject 50 units of air into your insulin vial. Repeat this procedure on your second insulin vial if you use 2 types of insulin. Use this procedure to pressurize your insulin vials whenever necessary. Thank you for choosing the Prodigy Count-A-Dose. If you would like more information about blindness and diabetes, please contact the National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland 21230. Phone number 410-659-9314. Or visit them on the web at www.nfb.org/diabetes.htm. Thank you for choosing the Prodigy Count-A-Dose, distributed by Prodigy Diabetes Care, LLC. Located in Charlotte, North Carolina, 28269, USA. Phone number 1-800-243-2636 or visit us online at www.prodigymeter.com. Copyright 2010 Diagnostic Devices Incorporated. Count-A-Dose and Prodigy are trademarks of DDI. All other trademarks are property of their respected owners.